You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.
Your girl Crystal Ibarra from Orange County, Santana. That's right, Orange County, Santana, in the house. Jeez, how's everybody doing? I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you. Real quick, there was one music video that this girl came out in. If you get it right, dinner on me. What music video did this girl come out in last year? So when I say call it in, I'll give you the number. Call it in. You get it right, dinner on me. Just you, not the whole damn family either. Anyways, how's it going, guys? I'm trying to go live on every social media, but a lot of them are not working, so just bear with me. So what is new? What is new? My daughter turned 18. Yes, finally. Going away to college. Nice, nice. Real quick. And like I said, I never use names or anything. I'm just going to say Denver. There was a person in Denver, fan, super fan. I kind of felt bad for him. Like, I don't know. He's in his 20s. And I'm like, dude, like, you're talking to an old lady, which is me. I'm like, you're in your 20s. Go out there and be fucking normal. Stop being weird. And no, I guess in Denver, it's really bad out there. They're really bullies out there. And I'm like, you know, the hell, are you going to stay in your house forever? The fuck? Get out of there. No, but I'm just saying, you shouldn't have to hide or be in your house because, you know, that's just the saddest thing. So I told them, next time I go to fucking Denver, we'll go outside. Well, 20 years old and at home? I don't know. We need to start being a lot kinder, even though it's hard, you know? You never know what the other person's going through. But yeah, on that note, feel sorry for Denver. Anyways. A lot has gone on. Okay. First of all, I want to give a shout out to the big homie, Mr. Tavio Hernandez. You can go on his website. He did a cover up. And you guys got to understand, for a tattoo artist, they don't like to fucking work on other people's work. But the fact that he was able to fix it, and if you guys, like I said, go to his website, he has all the pictures. The only pictures I have are like just the actual, but he has the actual, like, the footage and all that, like what he traced. And homie got down. He got down. He did a great fucking job. So if you guys want a tattoo, the homie Big Tavio in Brea, hit him up. Hit me up. Yeah. So. And then it's funny. I was eating with my daughters today. We had breakfast. And one of the topics came up. And I'm sitting there. She's like, the oldest one says, it finally hit me. I don't have a dad. And I'm sitting there, I'm eating, and I'm thinking to myself, like, what the fuck? It finally hit you. The motherfucker hasn't been in your life since you were 3, but it finally hit you? Okay. So here I am, you know, like, what do you do? What do you do? So I told her, I said, reach out to him. You know, like, it's never too late. You reach out to him, and that's all you can do. If that's what you want, you know, you reach out to him. And just let them know you're not mad. You know, a lot of times, you know, as parents, you think, oh, they're not going to talk to me because they're mad. Or wait, I love this one. This is my favorite one. Oh, because she's like her bitch mother, or her mother hates me, so she put thoughts in her head. And put thoughts in her head? Because if I can do that, should there be a lot of thoughts? Just kidding. But I'm just saying, there's never an excuse to be a parent. You know, like, that'd be the day someone tells me I can't see my kid. I'm going to pick your ass up. My brother's kids are not even my kids. And that'd be the day someone tells me I can't pick them up. Get out of my way, boy, please. Mason, Mia, get in the damn car. Quit playing, you know? Yeah, like, you just got to be there. You got to show up. I mean, it doesn't cost anything. You know, kids remember this, you there. They can care two shits about anything, but they will remember you being there. And like I said, the only thing I tell my daughter, I go, you know, you're 21 and, you know, call them. I mean, she's like, oh, I don't want to beg them, but don't beg them. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I've always had an open policy door. There's no excuses. No excuses why you can't come see your kid. Yeah, it is what it is. It ain't what it ain't. So, yeah. And on a good note, I seen a lot of my family today. To my cousins, like, oh, Crystal, you look good. You got a glow on you. I go, yeah, that's a single life, bitch. Just kidding. No, I'm not really single life. Oh my gosh, it was funny. So we went to a comedy show on last Tuesday. And okay, so right off the bat, you can feel it. I was just like, I don't know, something about this vibe. I just was like, okay. You know, I'm like checking out the people, whatever. Tell me why this one guy, he's trying to be funny. And I'm talking to my aunt after I went on, whatever. I'm talking about my aunt, and every comedian like that was talking was either fucking talking about some weird shit. Like one guy was like, yeah, I think my mom's sexually attracted to me. And me and my aunt are like, what the fuck? And these guys are just going off about this shit. I'm just like, where are we? Like, yeah, I was just like, but the problem I have is all face expressions. Like I can't hold it. My face is, there's something to so yeah. Well, anyways, I was eating a fucking pretzel and the dumbass goes, and I'm talking to my aunt. Oh, yeah, why don't you deep throat it? I'm talking to my fucking aunt. Afterwards, you wanna get my number? You don't tell me to fucking deep throat it in front of my aunt. You think I'm gonna take you out? Get the fuck out of here, you dumb fuck. Yeah. One of those. And then, oh my gosh. Okay, this was another one. The one guy that oh, I finally found a real woman, and you know, me congratulating, like, oh, cool. And then he basically told me, like, that was last week where he told me, I don't fucking need your thumbs up, this and that. And I'm like, you fucking asshole, like, whatever. Guess who called? Guess who wants to go out? That's what I'm saying. Watch what you say. You never know, you know? Yeah, but what's my answer? Fuck no. You know? Go fix your car. Yeah, so with that said, anyways, God, all the internet's not like playing. Yeah, so shout out to my daughter, Miss Elijah, my boogie. Boogie, no Greg, no bang. Happy birthday. 18. She was 18 with the bullet. We made it. Made it. Yeah. So on another note, we are, let's see. Okay. So a lot of this, okay, so I've been getting a whole bunch of stuff. And like I said, I'm never going to use names. I'm never going to, like, you know, eventually someone will put the pieces together. You know what I'm saying? Small city. But long story short, like I said, if you are going to inbox me, send me stuff, bet your ass off I'm going to do my research. And if you, the sender, has some dirty trash too, I'm gonna throw your ass on the bus too. The hell, Captain Sabahoe throwing people in. You know, like a lot of people want to like send stuff, but you know, there is inmate.com, Finder, the crisis. Like, there's a lot of stuff you can look up. And I'm just saying, just be careful what you guys say and, you know, send me because. That's the route you want. That's the route we'll get. I'm worse than the DA. You got me fucked up. You kidding me? Yeah. And, so I just want to say, oh, Carlos Maria, adios, gracias. Jose, cuando quieras, mijo. And if you're my fan, you know, I'm not a friend to me. I'm not a friend up close. I'm always going to be a friend from far. You know, like, I don't call my friends every day and check up on them. Like, to be honest, I don't even think I have friends. But yeah, I'm just like one of those friends, you know, I'm there. Like, if you call me, I'll pull up, you know? But for me, as me talking on the phone every day and doing all that, I don't do that. I want a pen pal with a, you know, wrote to one of the somebody. So you guys write down your numbers, write down this number, guys. Yes, shame. It's going to be 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. And in a few, I'm going to ask again. And you guys can look it up. Go look it up. What music video did I come in last year? Damn, Krista, you pop all over the place. Hell yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just at the right time at the right place. I don't I'm just one of those people. You know what I mean? It is what it is. People either love me or hate me. Yeah. So shout out to, like I said, my tattoo. That's what I did yesterday. He did the cover up. And like I said, him and Mr. Tova and Mr. Luna, the ones that did my other cover up, like, I'm so grateful for these guys. I am so grateful. Like I said, it takes a lot of work doing someone else's work, you know, like fixing someone else's work. And the fact that these guys got down and did it, like, mad respect. And I really recommend you guys go visit either Mr. Luna or Mr. Tovo, the big homie Tovo. Amazing energy, good vibes, straight out with you. So yeah, that's where we're at. So if you guys want a tattoo, like I said, the homie Tovo or the homie Luna, those are the two guys that I've, you know, they have fixed up my work. They're gonna be like, damn girl, where you get tattoos at? Hey, I don't throw shade. Maria Guadalupe y Elizabeth, gracias. Ashley, thank you. Samir, gracias. Let's see. Yeah. So yeah, and it was another thing too. I was with I tell my mom, because my dad, you know, my dad likes to drink, and I tell my mom that's a him problem. You know what I mean? Like, that's my dad. You like to drink, that's on him. You don't worry about yourself. You know, that's the thing. Hispanic families, like, they tend to get so involved. Like, they're like really involved, and it's like, you know, just that's not you. And we got to understand, like, oh, so and so's husband drunk. Well, that's that guy's drunk, not me. Well, that's your husband, and that's him. That's not me. You know, and we get so involved, we get so embarrassed, and embarrassed of what? He's having a drink. I mean, my dad is my dad. Like, we can't change him. Like, you know, the man works. He likes Bud Light. I'm surprised he doesn't get a advertising for Bud Light. I mean, Bud Light, I swear our house is made of Bud Light, like standing on Bud Light cans. But I used to tell my mom, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't blame yourself. Like, because my mom's like, she doesn't drink and she's all calm, and my dad over here drinks, so they're gonna think like, what the hell, this is a crazy family. Like, no, my mom doesn't even drink. Don't confuse them, you know. But yeah, nope, not loading. Okay, well, that's enough of that loading shot. So let's see, where are we at? Oh, I see my niece is there. Hey, Mia, how you doing? Miss Elijah. Yeah, I think my niece, I want to have her in here. She does judo, and you know, like a lot of the things, like the training, and I think it'd be good, you know, like she can't go fight just because she knows how to fight. She don't, you know, just break it down stuff and how it is, you know, like to do a sport and go to school. And it's hard because I know my brother, he don't fuck around. He's just like, oh, I'm sorry, what, you're not doing homework? You ain't going. No, you know, so those kids better be ready. And my brother's never late to any of his practices, so his kids are never late. I swear his kids are so early. Are they setting up the field? But no, like, so yeah, I want to have her in here as well. I was in where was it? Bakersfield last week. It was 110 degrees, fucking hot. And I was like sitting in the car, right? And I felt a little dizzy, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, it's pretty hot out here. Like, I felt a little sluggish, and I was like, oh my God, what's going on with me? Dude, I think I had a heat stroke. Like, no lie. And then I look at the temperature, I think it was 110, and I was just like, man, never again. Never again. So yeah. So there was an anonymous writer, Edise. Okay, so, oh. Okay, so my anonymous writer had a question. She came into some money. Doesn't want to say how or how she came into some money, but she knows that her baby daddy's no good. She doesn't know whether she should just go back home with her parents or try to work it out with her dude. I go, and I told her, no one can tell you but you. But if you know he's no good, you already know. You said it yourself. No one can tell you but you. Listen to what just came out of your mouth. I know he's no good. I can't tell you. But I would tell you, put that money away. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And only you know, you know? Only you know. Like, shit, I'm the worst. Actually, I'm the best advisor. You know why? Because all my relationships have failed. I know what not to do. I know the red flags, and they are there. What? You don't call me 20 times? Mm-mm. Don't be calling me. Yeah. So yeah, I can't tell you what to do. Like I said, like if you read what you wrote to me, the first thing you said, he was no good. You said it, not me. So there you go. And then I have another anonymous writer. Okay. This anonymous writer says, Crystal, I haven't reported back to the other stuff. The only reason I haven't talked about some of the stuff because I haven't had my research on it. I'm still waiting for some documentary. You know what I mean? Like, I can't talk about something I don't know about. So until I get my answers, then I'll get back to you, mister. But don't worry. Nothing's gonna pass me. We'll get back to it. Oh, okay. So another anonymous writer writes and says, oh, okay. Hold on. Let's go back to that. It seems like everything's going downhill. I can't seem to get back up. Okay, there is light at the tunnel. From my anonymous caller, the one that seems to not get back up, everything's going down. Yeah, everything's gonna keep going down. Keep thinking like that. Get that shit out of your head. Now we gotta think positive, all right? It didn't work out with you. That's fine. Move on. Shit doesn't work out. We need to think positive. That's the thing is that we get stuck. And I used to do that shit too, like stuck and analyze shit. And I'm like, why didn't it work out? And you wanna force that shit. And you know, sometimes things don't work out, but in your favor for a reason. And it's a good thing. And we don't see it. Like, there's shit that I didn't see, and I was angry, you know? Oh, man. And I was so ignorant. I was just like, I had to go my way. And it's just like, you know, like I said, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. And we don't see it. And you're going to be angry, and it's not going to help. Like, it doesn't help, you know? It does get better. It does. Little by little. And my other anonymous. He's been sober for 42 days, but seen. Oh, okay. So he's been sober for 42 days, but he doesn't have the help from his parents. They seem not to understand what it's like to be an addict. Okay, so here, let me tell you something. A lot of Latino families, cut that shit out. You know what I mean? Like, with me, for instance, there was no rehab. My mom sat there with me for 5 fucking days. That was my rehab. Sit your ass on the bed, throw up, shake, convulse, whatever. I was like, damn, I could have had a seizure. But you didn't, right? I could have died when I took those drugs, but you didn't, right? That was my mom. There was no rehab. There was no Malibu. There was no Oceanside View. It was like, nip that shit in the butt, get it together. You got fucking kids, go to work. And unfortunately, we need more support, and it's hard. You know what I mean? I did it because I was like, but not everybody's like that. You know, some people need, you know, and it was like with, for instance, David, my ex that I always talk about, and me and him talk about all the time. Actually, I should probably call him. His rehab, like I said, I didn't understand alcoholism. I used to be like me, if I can quit fucking drugs, you can too. Stop it, you know? And it was like, dude, like he's an alcoholic. He has a disease. And not until we got educated and this and that. And, you know, then, yeah, there's, and unfortunately, I'm not going to lie to you. You need to separate from the negativity. And if it happens to be your family, well, then for a minute, you know, until you get better. Because your sobriety is more important than anything. I can give two shits what anybody thinks. If you're going through it, you know what I mean? And I'm just going to throw it out there. And I'm not throwing any shade on anybody. But you did right. You were sober, right? And you were, and in one of the paragraphs, you were in the hole. So you were locked up. You were sober there. You sober out. And let me tell you something. The urge never goes away. Okay, that urge will always fucking be there. I don't care what the fuck you say. You can take whatever you want or not take whatever. The urge will always be there. It doesn't go away. You just have to learn. It only lasted for like 20 minutes. That urge to use again, 20 minutes tops. Unless you have a really bad one, I would tell you, go fucking run a mile, come back, still have that urge, run another mile. You know what I mean? But the urge never goes away as being an addict. And it's always going to be there. You just have to cope and work around it. Drugs are going to be there. You just have to not want it. You can't. There's no magic pill. And like I said, you were already sober, this and that. You were sober off everything. But then I feel like you backtracked when you went on to boxing. You were sober off everything. You didn't need none of that. You were 40-something days sober. That means you were clean. But something went. You went back on to boxing. I mean, you were doing, like, you can't. Just because your old mom made you mad. Mom's going to always make you mad. Unfortunately, you got to deal with it. Like, you can't get mad and be like, oh, let's go get hot. Well, come on now. But no, like I said, you were sober. Just keep going and just separate yourself from that negativity. If they're not good vibes, good energy, and it's not helping your sobriety, because that's the most important thing, cut it. Cut it out. I don't give a fuck who it is. Your mama, your daddy, if it, cut it. You ain't fucking with my sobriety, that's for sure. So, to my anonymous writer, that's what I think. You're doing the damn thing. You're already sober. First step is admitting you want it. There it is. Second step is seeing your surrounding, and you already see, like, what's good, what's bad. You know what's good and what's not. Like I said, like, no one's to talk and no one's to judge. And, yeah, send them my way if they want to talk. It's like, what the fuck? No, but you're doing the good job. Okay, so the next one. My next anonymous caller. Oh, okay. So this is from a male. And he's like, I'm embarrassed to say, but every time my girlfriend gets mad, she has a swinging problem. She tends to swing at my face or my, like, a quick reaction. Okay, so wait, she just, like, wakes up and just swings? And you don't block? No, just kidding. Don't hit her back. That's just, like, nah, that's already a red flag right there. The fact, I think a lot of you guys need to read what you're sending me and read it out loud. No, read it. Your girlfriend has a swinging problem. So let's read it together again. She has a swinging problem. You know, swing her ass to the left. Let's go. Get her help. You know? And it's funny. Bitches know when to swing. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you have a swinging problem, no matter where we're at, if there's cops, she swings. All right. The bitch is a swinger. You know, she just swings. But if the bitch stays like, oh, there's cops here, I'm not going to hit him. Bitch, you don't swing at me. You better swing at me with the fucking cops. And I know you have a problem. Or else we going to have a problem. The hell? So they know to pick and choose. Like me, I'm a swinger in front of everybody. Boy, you got me fucked up. I don't give a fuck. We both go to jail. But no, I'm just, you know, that's not healthy. It's not a healthy relationship. The fact there's already swinging, it's not healthy. Move it on. You can do better. I'm going to tell you straight out. I'll tell her I said that. Ivarra says, you can do better. There's no relationship in fight. What the hell? Swinging? Swingers. And I thought you were going to tell me, like, swingers, like changing partners and shit. I was like, oh, wow, you know? But no, he said swinger, like, she's a... Damn. Okay. I left my baby when I was... What? Oh. Okay, here's another one. Anonymous caller. She left the baby with baby daddy so he can raise her because she was on drugs and she wasn't fit to be a mother. Now that she's sober up, she wants her place as a mother. This and that. Okay. Well, I don't know how long you've been away from your kids. You're the mother. Fight for your kids. Get better. Those are your kids. Here's the thing. We got to co-parent with no fighting. And that's the thing. Like, it can't be any fighting. The kids have to see that you get along. Like, that really messes them up. I know, because I would fight with my baby daddy all the time. Fucked up my kids. No, he just knew better, You just got to set your rules, your boundaries, and you say, "Skin, these are the rules. This is what it is." Boom. This works for my kid, and this is the only one I'm thinking about is my kid. But yeah, a ver qué sé. I lost everything by a bitch. She took. Oh, okay. So this one was in a relationship, and the girl took everything. But what you didn't on the bottom sentence. Oh, okay. Yeah, your girl ain't coming back, and I'm not gonna read that one aloud because we already know. She ain't coming back. Your shit's gone, and you deserve it. Oh, wow. What is the youngest age do you guys feel like? What is too young to date? Okay, so I'm 40. I'm 40. And I say 39. No, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna say 42. For me, it would be 42 and up. This is just me because I'm 40. I don't want young, but I got these little kids just coming on my DMs, like, dude, you're 20, you're 30. No, you're too young. Get out of here. And for my anonymous caller, I mean, message, I just got another one. She really, really likes this guy. And oh my God, I had the same problem. And no return phone calls. Oh, interesting. Move on. Move on. Because even when you go back to them, it's not the same. We'll move on. All right, my peoples, it's almost about that time. Get your phones ready. We're going to call in just a second. Let me give you guys a number. Equally. 323-0308-15. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. What music video did I come out in? Go ahead and call now, and you can win a free dinner with me. A ver quién habla. What music video? Dun, 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 dun. Just kidding. So, yeah, while you guys figure that out, Chris will be coming out of music videos. Bitch, I thought you knew. Yeah. So. What the hell? Nobody knows what music video I came out in, I see. What name that music video that this girl came out in? So I was, I'm with my daughter and where did we go? I think we were at Party City and somebody goes, "Oh my God, your hair." And I was just like turned around at her And I'm like having this full conversation with my mom. My daughter goes, "You talk to everybody." I go, "Yeah, good energy. I'm that, you know, like say hi, don't be rude." And yeah, Huntington Beach, they had really nice people there. Really nice. Really nice. So yeah, name that the music video that I came out in, and I will buy you dinner on me. Watch. It's funny. I won't post it till we leave. But yes, I came out in a music video. Todo chingona. It was really fun. I liked it afterwards. Food was amazing. Yes, we eat after. Actually, you eat in the set, after the set, you just eat. I was just eating the whole time. I think you can catch me on one of the videos. It looks like I'm lip singing, but I had food in my mouth. And the guy, one of the guy goes, "What are you doing?" Oh, I was just trying to eat. It was like really good food. So, yeah. So go ahead and call in if you know what music video I came out in. Let's see. Raul, gracias. Thank you. San Manuel. So next week, let's see. This week, I want to go hiking, so I'll find out some more hiking trails. Next week, dude, when are my kids? Oh, that's not till the 24th. Okay. Yeah, next week for sure. No, pues, no sirve nada. Ah. Mi tío Alfredo, ahora que lo tengo aquí, me dijeron por un pajarito ahí que te estabas peleando con mi padre. Tu hermano. Oh, wow, we got a caller. How do we? It doesn't. Oh,
You're going to have to put on the headphones.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Crystal. Okay, so what music video did this girl come out in?
You came out in Deep by Yo-Yo Honeysigh.
That's right, the homie Yo-Yo. You guys got to check out that video. It's the funniest shit. They're going right, and I'm looking left. The choreographer forgot to tell me which way to go. But yes, I was on the radio. I was on that music video. And yes, you will have dinner, Missy. Hello?
Hello?
So, ding, 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 we have a winner. And that'd be Miss Elijah. She gets dinner on me. Yes. So you guys got to see that music video I came out in. They're like, yeah. It's not the only video I came out in. Oh, man. The funny part, some of these putos think they're like, "Hey, I got a video on you. Hey, so does your dad. Now shut up." Keep it moving. Because you know what I mean? Like, they're like, "How are you going to show me a video of myself?" Shit. Should be embarrassed. So yeah, the traffic wasn't that bad. It was so funny. From here, from the 405 to the 101, it was only 1 hour and 15 minutes. Light traffic, light breeze. It was pretty cool. It wasn't that bad. What else? Shopping stores. We need to go shopping. Where are all the back to school stuff sales? Please DM me. People want to know. A ver, a ver, a ver. ¿Qué más? Oh, okay. I have another anonymous one. It's kind of hard to have a relationship with my mom because everything I do is wrong. I'm the black sheep of the family. Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys should probably go to counseling. I mean, sometimes I don't know, maybe counseling, you guys may need medication. I don't know. It seems like yeah, like, and that's the thing, like, we don't do counseling. We don't, you know, back then it wasn't like, oh, let's go see a therapist, mom. No, you don't see a therapist, girl. What the hell's your problem? But now it's like, no, actually, maybe we should have, you know, maybe I wouldn't have been that fucked up. But yeah, it is what it is. It ain't what it ain't. But, you know, we can't sit there and complain, oh, my mom didn't do this or my dad didn't do this. Okay, they didn't do it. Move on. You do better for your kids. What my parents didn't do for me, I'm grateful. Because now I try to do that for my kids. And I'll do the best that I can, and that's it. You know? And it is what it is, you know? So like I said, maybe you guys should go see counseling. I know a lot of Latino parents, they won't. They'll look at you like, what the fuck? I don't need help. You need help. But you just, it doesn't work that way. I mean, we're not. So unfortunately, some parents are not gonna, you know, but you can try. But like I said, I don't know how that you guys should really go see counseling. That's all I can tell you, man. Not a counselor. But yeah. Anonymous. Another one. Baby daddy doesn't pick up baby on time. I'm tired of picking up his slack. Oh, so you got a Disneyland daddy. Oh, that's so cute. I like them Disneyland daddies, but there's also Disneyland mommies too. You know, it goes both ways. You can't just say daddies. You got to say daddies and mommies. It goes both ways. And when I say Disneyland parents, it's like because they take them like to the funnest shit, and then they bring them back home, and you're like the, you know, like I used to hate. Like I wouldn't say anything, but in my head, I was like, fucking, you know, when I would they would do it to my kids, I was like, oh, you know, like why don't you just go to Target and buy shit that they're gonna use, not like. You know, but it is what it is. That was their time. I didn't, you know. And as kids get older, they see. They really do see. And it's like, you know, they see everything, kids. I tell you, the kids see everything. I go, there's always one kid. And you always have one kid's like a bobblehead. The other day I was talking to my daughter, and the other one, she reminded me of me. Shit. Oh, shit. Funny story. It's a small world. It's a small world. Funny story. Some guy was messaging me. He was messaging me, and he just kept talking. I'm like, oh fuck, the spots that he's saying sounds so familiar. I've been there. Well, obviously the same city, whatever. Long story short, ended up being one of my brothers. Like he's one of his good friends, and I'm like, what the fuck? Small world. He's like, how are you in that picture with that guy? That's my brother. Oh, yeah, block. Just kidding. Just kidding. But yeah, it's been a roller coaster. I can't wait till next month. Next month, got a lot of things going on. A lot of things going on. And I'm so grateful. I'm gonna start off by that. I'm gonna start off by telling all my fans, thank you, and thank you for the gifts. Thank you for everything. I appreciate all of you guys. And just know that just because I can't get to you right away, it's not that I'm not listening. If it's something like, you know, like I said, we need answers. I'm not just gonna say something. I don't know the damn answer or the correct answer. So just easy there, and we'll get back to you. And I know, like, some of you motherfuckers like messaged me like 20,000 times. I done got it the first time. Why don't you respond, bitch? I'm not at your time. You wait till I get there. And if you're my fan, you would know I'm a friend from afar. I'm one of those friends you see from afar, not too close. You're too close. That's what I am. So yeah, Jose, gracias. So yeah, I just like really want to thank everybody and the gifts and yeah, shout out. And like I said, you know, let's just try to keep it humble, grateful, and yeah. So yeah, comedy shows hopefully next week. Next week, we'll find out our listing. Emperatriz. Muchas gracias, Emperatriz. Muchas gracias. Me preguntan, ¿por qué no hablas español? Digo, porque aquí nadie me habla. No, no se crean. Siempre ando hablando español. Sabo todo. ¿Qué me pregunta? Una pregunta, dijeron, dice una muchacha, pienso que mi esquivrio, dice, pienso que mi esposo me está poniendo los cuernos. Dice, ¿cómo sabes? Dice, pues nunca ya viene a dormir. Pues ha chingado, pues ya córrelo. You know, so, dice mi tío, ha chingado, no andes quebrando. Don't be breaking the weddings. pero sí, no, sí hablo español. También voy a hacer una página, nomás puro pinche español para que me entiendan. Pero no, sí hablo español. Y nunca, no, no hay una palabra o una algo que quiero decir que no te lo voy a, te lo puedo decir. So, muchas gracias, muchas gracias. Gracias. Carlito, hablas chistoso. Carlito says I talk funny in Spanish. Gracias, Carlito. Muchas gracias. Sí, it's what I mean. Keep it humble. Time, but I spell. See, I take it. I take a lot of criticism. Like, a lot of people talk shit. And you know what? It goes up. Oh, that's how you feel? You can't sit there like so-and-so feels like this. Well, that's a day problem. Not now, not tomorrow. You ain't fucking up my peace. And that's where we need to learn. You can't let nobody fuck up your peace. I don't care who it is. So-and-so this, like, nobody runs your day. The fact that they can control your days and emotions, then they become your master. If I can control all of that, then I'm your master, and then just bow down. And that's not what you are, you know? No. Keep it humble. Be grateful, you know? One day at a time. One day at a time. And for all my people in detox and all that, shout out to you guys. All my people that are locked up, shout out. Especially the ones that are messaging me when, you know, you're not supposed to have phones. Do me a favor. Right after you get out of, delete my number, delete the damn messages, weirdos. Can you imagine? They're going to come to my house. Hey, did you have a conversation with someone? Nope. Nope. I don't. I cannot confirm or deny. Nope. But yeah, shout out to the ones, the real ones, sneaking in the phone. But no. Yeah, so shout out to all of you guys. And my daughter, 18. Oh, the other one's going to be 21. Jesus, she'll be in Vegas. The Vegas girl. That's funny. My two little ones are adults now. What to do? What to do? So, yeah. We'll definitely. There's a lot more stories here. There's another story before we leave real quick. Is a gentleman, and he was incarcerated for a long time, but before incarcerated, he was molested either by his, doesn't know if it was his uncle or the dad. One of them did it. It was a time when it was heroin back in the days, and since that brought him to the gang life, whatever. He just feels that, you know, us women have, can seek counseling, we're more open, this and that, that we need to take men in consideration. You don't know what they've been through, this and that. I go, no, that's true. You're right. Okay, you've been through that. But at the same time, you as a person need to get help for yourself. You need to get help for yourself. And not give two shits what your friend thinks. Not give two shit what your gang thinks. Not, or whatever, that, not two shits, it's your health. You know what I mean? Like, you're going through it. So it's not embarrassing. And the reality is, and the sad thing, it happens. Women get molested, males get molested. The problem is when males get it, more, I guess they get more embarrassed. More like, but, you know, help. You got to get the help. You got to step out, you know, your comfort zone. And, you know, how are we going to share awareness if we don't talk about it? How do you fix something? That's the thing, though. As Latinos, we stay quiet, hush, hush. It never happened. No, it happened. It's on you what you want to do next. But, okay. So, yeah, our time is almost up. Miss Elijah was a winner. Check out my music video. I think it got over 1 million views so far. It's funny shit. I'm like, how the hell? I went to go eat one day, and the next thing you know, I'm on a music video. No, but seriously, you guys got to watch it out. The homie Yo-Yo Zing. Check out the video. Like I said, I'm in that video. Miss Elijah, she won the dinner. We will be going out to dinner. I will be recording her live. because I pay my dues. But yeah, for sure. Next week we are on and popping. I think, what time is it? Yeah, it's almost a wrap. We have a good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys for watching. Like always, it's been a pleasure. Crystal Ibarra from Santa Ana, Orange County. Always going to represent.
You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.